Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
And now for a previously recorded show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to our show today. Our show today, Revive the Inner Winner. We're going to be talking to you today about how to get the winner inside of you out. How to show up each and every day in your life as the champion. You're going to be a new champion. And this is regardless if it's in your personal life and or your professional life. You were absolutely born to be a winner. Well, good morning and welcome. Welcome to those of you in the chat room. Just giving a shout out to Mr. J. Early. I see you there. It's early in the morning for us and the mid-afternoon for you. Great to have you back with us. Also, good morning to those of you who are listening live. Some are listening via the archives. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is truly a life-changing message today. You must know that you are a winner. And with that being said, we want to talk to you today about how to appropriate winning in your life, how to show up each and every day a winner. Because what you be, you become. What you do becomes doable. And what you think, you shall live out in your daily life. We know that some people have gotten off course, but I know that's not you. You all have shown up, you show up each and every day, which absolutely represents that you are in the winner's circle. You are winning status. You have have the winning status. We are decreeing and we are declaring you a winner. If you are a person who you listen to the Coach Melissa show, you are a part of this establishment, this circle of winners. And we absolutely do not apologize for having this mindset. It was designed by our Creator for us to be a winner. Whatever reason you decided to plug in with us, to tune in with us, and to hook up with this show, that means you are a winner as well. But sometimes, even the best of us winners, we still have to shove it out. We still have to refuel and stay on the goal. Keep our eye on the mark. We are running a race, and each and every one of us are winners. So we're going to talk about that today, how to revive the inner winner. And really, what that means is that you want to be focused. You want to be focused on your dreams, your goals, and your purpose. You want to bring your purpose to life each and every day. There's someone waiting. There's someone's success is determined on how well you can implement winner status in your own life. Each and every day, each and every day. When I tell you, I'm on day 5, well, actually it's day 7 because we arrived here last Friday. But I was only thinking of the weekdays, but it's actually been 7 full days. And we've been here, Virginia Beach, Virginia. How beautiful it is. The ocean is fantastic. The water is incredibly warm. I was not expecting that. But the water was absolutely warm. No problem with getting into the ocean. And the people that we've met here over the past week, I'm telling you, it's been certainly, I talked earlier about powerful connections. And that was before I had met one person. And I met so many powerful people that we have connected with. I mean, even down to meeting a lady who worked in the White House under the President Clinton administration. And she still has very powerful connections to the White House and Washington, D.C., and they live in that area. I'm telling you, ever since I spoke that out of my mouth, it's been happening one after one after one. And yesterday, on an accident, I believe the person had meant to give me his business card or where he works, his 9-to-5, but he actually gave me a personal business card to contact him on, and that business card, he's a part of an organization down here in the Virginia Beach area that helps to save the lives of the young people who sometimes fall by the wayside. And tell me, those people need some coaching, motivating and inspiring. And then we met another couple from down in Florida, and they are retired. I'm telling you, after meeting people that you wouldn't believe, it's just an absolutely incredible. I have to tell you this, because if I don't tell you, you would never believe it. One day we were sitting and just having a chat, and a couple walked over, and they were, you know, senior citizen type couple, retired, and we just chatting. I was chatting with the woman, and they said their goodbyes, and we went our way. Well, and that was maybe on Wednesday. But yesterday, we were coming down on the elevator, my husband and I, and the woman was on the elevator. And I said, oh, did you get your chairs? And she said, oh my God, oh, that's you. You're the lady. Oh, I was looking for you. She said, I want to give you something. I have something for you. And I'm thinking, I had no idea what she could be talking about. She said, well, she was on her way down as well. She goes, well, can I leave it for you? I'm going to leave it for you in an envelope at the front desk. She said, you were so sweet to me. She said, you were the only one down here so nice to me. And powerful connection. And, you know, she went her way once we got off the elevator, and I went my way. But I'm saying all this to say, you've got to speak into existence what you want to see in your life. And I can show you one after another how it's going to come your way. So now what we're speaking today is we're speaking about how to revive the inner winner. You are a winner, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter what it looks like before. You are going to win, and guess what? You're going to win big. There's no need to play small. There's no need. Listen, if you just desire small things, guess what? You're going to get small, itsy-bitty things. You may as well go for the gusto. What do you have to lose? You have absolutely nothing to lose. So whatever it is, if you want that big account, and I know, for instance, I know one of our callers who deals with accounts from various businesses to bring their clothes to your store. Listen, go for the biggest accounts you can. Go for the major organizations. You have what it takes, because you're going to revive your inner winner. Sometimes, I know I've been there. We don't go for the big account because of that little voice that tells us, you're not ready yet. You can't do it. You don't know enough. You don't have the machines to handle that. And you don't have the knowledge to do that. You know, I tell you, you got to go for the big. I remember when I was invited to do a seminar at Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, in my business courses, that's one of my favorite companies to talk about is Procter & Gamble, because of the diversity of their products, the size of their organization. They're an absolutely multinational corporation. Their products are all over the world. They're just humongous, and they've been around for so long. And so I love talking about that company. So it seems so giant. So when I had the opportunity to present my materials to speak there, it was their first thing, like, you can't do it. You know, there's so many other people who want to speak there. We have so much more going on than you do, Lumisa. Your book covers are greater. Your bios are better. And all of those things. But then there was that still small voice that said, submit what you have. I can make great the little that you have. Submit your little, and I'll make it big. Sure enough, I submitted the bio that I had. I submitted a portfolio type, press release type, press kit, they call it, for speakers and people of that nature. So I submitted what I had. I gave them a copy of my book, Release Your Power, and wouldn't you know it, they came back and said, we want you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to fly you in, pick you up at the airport, pay for your hotel, and the whole nine yards. And so here's the thing. I'm telling you this not to impress you. I don't have time for that. I don't need to impress you. You can just Google my name if you want to be impressed. I don't get up every morning at 7 a.m. and do the show to impress you. I am absolutely here to impress upon you the road and the steps that you can take to revive your inner winner, to live your life on purpose, to live your dream, and do it big. Okay, listen, whatever stage you want, the biggest platform that you can imagine, you have to imagine it, but you have to go for it. You have to absolutely go for it. That's the problem. Not enough people will go for it. You have to realize that your ideas that you have, plus your inspiration. Some people, they lack inspiration because they hang around people who demean them, who bring down their ideas and who destroy their motivation, who destroy their, they're not inspiring at all. They're very discouraging. So you have to take your idea. You could have one idea. I'll never forget, I heard Dr. Creflo Dollar, and you know, some of you know he's a major evangelist, and he came on television, Bible teacher, scholar, and he said one day, I'll never forget his words. One day he said, God can give you one idea that'll make you rich by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I never forgot that, and I must have heard him say that at least 7 years ago. And that has been a driving thought in my head. One idea that can make you rich by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, it sounded funny at the time, and I chuckled, but let me tell you, I held on with that. And he also talked about a God idea. Once it's implemented, he can fix it so that you'll never be broke another day in your life. He can give you an idea that will straighten you out and you'll never go back. You'll revive that inner winner and you'll run that race and you'll keep on running and nothing will be able, no ways, to discourage you or to take you out. But again, as I was saying, as many of successful motivational speakers have said, you take your ideas and you add that to inspiration. Couple that with action, you are going to win each and every time. You know, there are so many people who have great ideas, but they have no inspiration to get it done. Or they have the ideas, they're inspired, they sound inspired as you talk to them, but there's no action. They will not take action. But what I'm saying, you've got to take action. Action might be in the form of a email. You might be able to send a person a letter. You know, there are letters of inquiry that you can send. You know, you can even send a letter. For instance, you can send, for instance, I do motivational speaking, let's just say. I could send a company that has a major event. I could send them a letter and say, okay, what would it take for me to present at your next event? All right, they're going to either tell me this, this, or that, or not. I'm telling you, action is the key to your success, people. All right, some people I know, you're waiting for the great white hope. You're waiting for the, you know, the one bright, you know, minute. I forget what they call this thing. Some people, it's like with the book. Some people, the only reason they have not yet written a book, they're waiting for the great American novel to come out of them. Sometimes you got to take your little story and your little book and let it evolve to a great American novel. So a lot of people miss, they totally miss the concept of evolution. Yes, maybe I don't accept it as it relates to people in terms of how we came about, but I believe in the evolution theory of how we evolve in our lives to be successful. Start out, we may give our first speech. It may not turn out that well. And then we evolve into a better speaker and a better speaker. And then we become a good speaker and a good speaker. And then we become a great speaker. And that's the same with anything and everything. You have to let yourself evolve. And some people quit right in the middle of the evolution stage. And they never see the great end result. Well, that's not going to happen to each one of you because you are tuned in, plugged in, and locked in to the show on today with five, the inner winner. I want you with five, and you have to help, okay? I need a co-partner in this. I can't help you revive by myself. You got to do it. All right, Jay, currently in the chat room, is a preach coach. Listen, and I need to hear about some results. I've got to get motivated too, y'all. Hello. I know y'all want me to stay motivated. Got to keep coming on here every morning and even take it further. Oh, don't get so comfortable with Coach Teresa on the radio. But listen, next thing you know, we're going to be Coach Teresa on TV. We're going to be Coach Teresa on the big screen. Listen. But guess what? I need to be motivated. Send me an email. You can send me a text. This is what motivates me. And I know some of you have been doing this, but I definitely thank you very, very, very much. I do receive, trust me, I'm not lacking for people letting me know in what we call the praise reports. I'm not lacking that at all. People do let me know. They send me messages on Facebook and what have you, or they'll call me and say, you know, something that you said inspired me, or because of listening to your show, I'm now doing this and this and that. So absolutely, I certainly, greatly, oh my God, most humbly appreciate that. And just so that you know, these are the things that keep the motivator motivated. But I am here absolutely to speak to you that you can revive the inner winner. That is some winning ideas in you. Go for the gusto. That's how you win. Nobody wins by playing small. Nobody wins by just wanting to do something but never doing it. Again, don't take to the grave all of the successes that you could have had here on earth. And let me tell you this. Here's the key. Here's the key. It's not about you. Your successes are for someone else. It's for someone else. Someone else is going to benefit because of what you have done. Don't you hear all the time when entertainers, when they get up there and they get those Tony Awards and Grammy Awards and Oscars and all the other awards they get? Why do you think oftentimes the first thing out of their mouths or somewhere within the first minute, they have congratulated and thanked the people who went before them, the people who laid the foundation? A lot of them, they understand clearly that if it had not been someone else, you know, that had done something before they did it, that's how they got to where they got. This is the same thing for your life. You are somebody else's foundation. Remember that. You are someone else's foundation. What you do in your life, someone else is going to come and say, because she did it, or he did it, now I can do it. And guess what? You made it easier for them. And that's what humanity is all about. Making it easier for someone else. And for you, it may seem hard, but guess what? It's easier for you because of what the generations before you did. You see, I wouldn't be able to be on the internet if it wasn't for the generations before me that paved the way. And that's how you have to look at your life. That's how you have to look at what you're contributing to the earth, to the universe. That's why you have to release your inner winner. You can't hold back. You can't hold on to it. But let's continue to talk about your big dreams. And, you know, I like to say, you got to supersize my dream. My dream is big, okay? Burger King and McDonald's, they haven't come up with the supersize container yet for my dream. It is humongous. It's, you know, first of all, your dream and your goal, it has to be bigger than you. That's the first step. It has to be something that you know you cannot do it. If you can do it, it's not big enough. If you can do it, it's not big enough. You have to have your dream so big that you have no choice but for God to step in it to help you. And not only will he help you, he will put people in your path. What don't you understand? Listen, if the dream is so big that you can't even handle it, if the ideas and the goals are so large you can't fathom it, then that means one thing and one thing only, that God has to show up and help you get it done. And guess what? He is standing waiting. He's ready. He's ready. He's waiting and he's willing and he's able. But nothing can happen until you put forth the idea, the goal, the dream. You have to come up with it. You know, God wants to do everything for you, but you got to come up with your own idea. He's giving you a whole universe. He said, take dominion. He's giving you the world. Take dominion. Take means you got some action to do. You got to do something. He's already put things down on the inside of you. But you have, sometimes, if you're like me, you got a big past, a whole lot of mess. It's like diamonds. when they go into those coal mines to find diamonds, they got to dig through a lot of mess. The good stuff that is down in you is more than likely is buried under a lot of drama, a lot of things that you got to dig up. But the digging past it is what will build your character. It's what will tweak your personality. It's what will shine your attitude. The work that it takes to dig deep past all the hurt, the pain, the guilt, the shame, or the trauma, the traumatic, whatever it is you've gone through, whatever it is, whatever you might be going through, you got to dig past it and forge your head. You got to revive the inner winner. You can do it. I know you can do it. So if you just tuned in, to Culture Revolution Show, we certainly welcome each and every one of you here today. With a shout out, we have our friends listening from around the world. This show is international. We have a couple of callers from Cincinnati area. We have callers from 973. I know that's New Jersey, either Essex County or it could be. I'm not sure what other areas of New Jersey today have the 973 area code. They have so many. You know, there was a time when you could tell where a person lived just based on the area code. But today, area codes are all over the place. I know we have people in the chat room. I see Coach Jay there. There are others who are listening via the archives. Welcome to our show today. This is fantastic Friday. We are here. What an awesome week it's been all day long. We heard powerful suggestions that got information on Wednesday with Coach Hershey Walker. And I see you in the switchboard. Hershey, powerful things he's doing with his books he's traveling all over the world. Coach Jay, I see he's all over doing his seminars, his speaking. He's also on various radio shows right here. You are connected with the winners. There are winners. And now we have a phone call we're going to take, and then we're going to come back with some more points on how you, too, are going to revive your inner winner. You're on the air. Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show, 773.
Yes. Good morning, Coach. This is Hershey Walker. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually on my way to D.C., so I'm in the car right now traveling to D.C. to do a book signing right there at the Ronald Reagan National Airport.
Awesome. That's right. Wow. Right there at the airport.
Correct.
That's amazing. Wow.
So I had to tune in and listen this morning.
Listen, you are doing you are a winner. You are. That's going to be such a blowout. You're going to have such an awesome time at the Ronald Reagan Airport. All those people, my God, they're going to be mesmerized.
Yeah, I hope so. So from your ear, from your mouth to God's ears.
They're going to be mesmerized. Are you kidding? Man, once you put up that banner, oh, my God, those people are in for such a treat. They don't have no idea. You're going to rock that airport. I have seen those airports, and let me tell you, they love stuff like this. Those people, you're going to meet people from all over the world.
I thank you so much.
Well, definitely give us your feedback later. Post something on Facebook. This is my last day here. We head to North Carolina, so please post something on. I want to keep track of that weekend. I know you're going to be there all weekend. I know you have 3 book signings in 1 day or 4.
I have the 3 book signings in 1 day. And in fact, September 15th, which was, I believe, Wednesday, was the 1-year anniversary of releasing the book Success, How I Ended Up Here. And I spent that day in celebration of that event in Harlem at the 1 Million Mentors program that was hosted by Michael Bazin and George Wilburn. So I had the opportunity to see those individuals as well as listen to Al Sharpton, who was also in attendance, the president of the Urban League. She was there, as well as the director and president of the 100 Black Men for the New York chapter. So it was a great evening, a great opportunity. And now I'm actually even thinking, after the book signing today, Michael Bazin and the 1 Million Mentor program is also hosting an event on the Spirit of D.C., which is a boat, and it's a three-hour boat cruise. So I may embark upon that opportunity, since I'm already going to be in the D.C. area, to go ahead and take that boat cruise and stay the night in Maryland and then head back to New York to get prepared to be with you in Philadelphia on Tuesday.
Do it big. That's it. Do it big. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you heard that, people. You, too, can revive the inner winner in you. That is awesome. That is Mr. Versi Walker. For those of you who are also listening, he's telling us about his ventures down to the Ronald Reagan Airport. We wish him much success. That's on Wednesday, I believe. Yesterday, I believe he was with the over in New York with Michael Bazin and Mr. Wilborn and so many other powerful, powerful, powerful hitters. And your book is going forward like never before. How awesome and amazing. But we have a couple more callers. Let's take their questions. And if you continue listening, that is great. Don't forget, please give us the follow-up. And we know on Monday, we can't wait to hear. Please take pictures, get comments from people. I mean, we want it all.
Will do. And everybody have a great weekend. And remember to always be fearless.
Be fearless. Look at you are doing it, doing it, doing it big. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, hold on. We got another caller. Caller number, area code 497. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Jay.
Hey, Coach Jay. Can you believe it?
Welcome. How you doing? Welcome. I heard Versi's voice on the phone, and I wanted to call him and wish him well on his trip real quick. I don't know if he's still on the line or not. And I know he's a powerful young man with a powerful voice that's got a lot to say, and I'm always blessed to see young guys like him out there doing it. So I know he said he's going up around D.C., and they got a crazy highway there, so I pray that the Holy Ghost will sit beside you, and he will prevail inside when you get there, and you put on an awesome show, and come back and give us a good report next week.
Great. We're going to get an awesome report for him. Okay, yes, he is still listening. Thank you, Coach Jay, calling all the way from what part of Germany?
I'm in Heilbronn, Germany. Most people would know Heidelberg, so I'm about 35 minutes from Heidelberg, Germany.
Okay, because the people I met here, they live in Germany, and I told them about you. They said, well, what part? I had no clue.
Even though my city is 100,000 strong, a lot of people are not familiar with it. They know Stuttgart, and they know Heidelberg, and I'm like in the middle almost of the two major cities. So I sit where I can take off and go in any direction I want just about, you know.
No, that's right. Well, there you have it, people, all the way from Germany. Coach Jay, great, great, great. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay, no problem. I'm going back in the chat room here. I heard his voice on the phone. I wanted to just wish him well on this trip down there.
Awesome, awesome.
You have an awesome weekend.
Oh, thank you, and you as well. Okay, caller, you're on the air, 513 area code. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning, area code 513. Sometimes people do hit the number one key by mistake, and so we certainly understand that. And let's see. Okay, caller 513, you're on the air. Okay, I just didn't want to miss anyone with an opportunity if they wanted to say something, if they had a question, or if they had a comment. Also, welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, Coach K, good morning, good morning. In the chat room today, we are in discussion about reviving the inner winner. We have people on the line who are representing a winner. You are a winner because you're tuned in to this show. You're plugged in with a group of people who understand that you have to say what you want. You have to take those ideas. You have to get inspired. Let your passions run deep. Let them flow. Get fear out of the way. Not negativity out, as if you were Muhammad Ali and you were fighting, you know, some little 100-pound weakling. You got to knock negativity out of your life. You have to understand that you are not going to get rid of negative people in this world, and you're certainly not going to get rid of them in your life. So don't worry about it. They can stay. It's okay. You do not have to listen to them. You do not have to sympathize or empathize with them. All you can do with a negative person, at best, is you can invite them to some motivation. They don't want it. That's fine. You got to do what you have to do because you were born to win. Just know that. You were born a winner. And over the years, over some of the things that we have been trained not to do, we've been trained actually not to win. We've been trained to, some of us have been trained to settle. Some of us have been conditioned to think that we don't deserve it, that it's only for him or her, and for them and those. We have been conditioned and trained this way. And some of us have been beat down and gotten discouraged because we went and knocked on a couple of doors and the people said no. And we got discouraged, and we walked away, and we left, you know. But let me tell you, that's why I'm here today with this message. You got to revive the inner winner. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, tell those negative thoughts where they can go, send them out there as far as I can see this ocean, let them sink like the Titanic, get rid of them, whatever it is you need to do. And now you have to put on... You have to put on the mindset that says, I can turn all of my obstacles into opportunity. You see, every obstacle that's in your way, make it your opportunity. And you will then be sailing on the high ship of life when you make your obstacle your opportunity. And here's another thing you can do and you have to do. Oh, good morning and welcome, Ms. Kiva. I know you had a fabulous time yesterday because I was at one of those meetings, Women of Destiny. She had a Women of Destiny meeting down in Nashville, Tennessee. How awesome. I know it was awesome. Please give me a shout-out in the chat room. Kiva Renee, she's another one, doing it big. I told you, everybody on this show is doing it big. You got to go for the big thing. Like I was saying before, make those phone calls to the big. Don't hold back. Don't shrink back. Don't think that it's not for you. But only this person can do it. Because guess what? Other people are doing it. How do you think they got there? You know? How do you think they got on television or they got their own television show? Guess what? The only thing they have that you don't have may be, just the ability to go out and ask for it. That's all. And who can't ask for something? You know, even the Word of God tells us we have not because we ask not. You can just simply ask, what's the worst thing that a person can say? It's no. And my sister, I'll never forget what she told me one time. She says, if you don't ask, the answer is already no. Okay. And it'll remain no. So, basically, you already beat the odds by asking, right? So, you got to do it. And this year, we're doing it good. Well, I love all those exclamation marks behind that. Good morning, everybody. Kiva, I know that you had a fantastic time. Dinner, I know dinner was great because I was there. I was down there in Nashville. And I'm telling you, people, you can do it. You can absolutely live great, 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 great. You can have it. I was talking earlier about asking. asking for the accounts that you want. Don't shrink that. I was giving you the scenario of how I was had the opportunity to speak at Continental, at Procter & Gamble. I've had the opportunity to speak at Continental Airlines several times. And these are the things that I'm telling you, if you think big, but you got to act, you got to do the small things. You know, your success in the small things. See, the things that other people think are little and don't mean much, see, in God's eyes, it means that you have stepped out on faith. And with God, you see, you could take a little mustard seed size faith. See, with God, this is what can happen. You could move a whole mountain. See, that's the comparison you got to make with your idea. It might seem to you something so small, but when God gets through with it, it's like the size of a mountain. And so when he sees that you're operating in faith, that when you've stepped out, when you've taken the time to write the letter, like I was giving the example about the woman who owns dry cleaners, go on and contact the largest company you can think of and ask for their business. Don't worry, don't even worry about if they're using someone else. Because one thing I know about working in companies, from all the companies that I've ever worked in, I mean, you know, from my earliest job of working for Cincinnati Time Reporter to being in the military to working, you know, at Cherry Plow and Valcor, all the companies I've ever worked for, I used to wonder, why was I working in so many jobs? But I realized I was learning something because each of those companies have a different, there are different industries and they have different structure in how they operated their business. So I learned a lot about operations and how things work, but even big companies, one thing I learned about being in the purchasing department, I worked in purchasing for 4.5 years at Valcor Engineering, and as a purchaser, people were always, we were always contacted by salespeople wanting to get our business. And one thing I learned from my boss, I'll never forget this man, John Stewart, he was director of purchasing. He taught me so much. And it was a very small purchasing department, only about 6 of us. So you got to see a lot. If you keep your eyes open, you can learn a lot. But some people go in these jobs and they're so asleep, and they don't like the job, so they sleep, and they miss everything, really. But I had my eyes open, and I was in tune to what decisions were being made. And one thing I learned, and that was 1987, that I got that job when I first moved to New Jersey, and I stayed there 4.5 years. One thing I never forgot was how companies are always looking for a better deal, a better product, a better service, a better price. Always. So no matter who they're dealing with, you could be great. You could be great. But you better stay sharp because guess what? If someone else rolls up, rolls in, comes to them, and the personality of that salesperson and somehow show them how we can do it better, faster, quicker, more efficient, and more effective, you see, you might be out of business, the person that's with them. So what I'm saying to you is that send in your paperwork anyway. Send your letter anyway. Offer your services. And here's the other thing that can always happen. They may not use you right there. See, sometimes I talked about this the other day. We got to get out of the habit of instant gratification. You got to get out of that. It may not happen overnight, but God has a plan, and it's going to happen. It may happen. They may call you 6 months later. They may call you a whole year later. You know, you can never, never write people off. Don't write people off, even if something bad went down. Do not write. Smart people, successful people, inner winners, we don't write people off. If you're going to be an inner winner, and that's reviving that winner that's inside of you, you don't write people off. You never know down the road how things are going to work out, how things are going to turn out. May not work right at that minute, but guess what? It is sure to come, and he's going to work it together for your good, and it's going to be in your favor. Okay, okay. Yes, Kiva is agreeing. She is saying, amen, coach. That is so true. And, you know, you got to just be you. You got to be the best you that you can be. I told you, I gave up a long time ago trying trying to be like anybody else. You know, God can't really help you when you're trying to be somebody else because he figures, well, maybe I should go help that person. If that's who you want to be, I'll go help them. But be you. God, who is it that I'm supposed to be? And some of you are supposed to be writing these things down in your journal. So by now, you should be getting more and more aware of your purpose, your goals. But remember, all of that idea that you have, has to be inspired. You take that action, and you're going to land on the greatest success and potential that you've ever seen. To give you another example of a situation, I did a book, some of you know, because of the way I wrote my book and published my book, and, you know, I had to walk through the steps alone, and as I was doing it, sometimes when we walk through things alone, we cry, moan, and complain. Why me, God? Why come five people couldn't help me? How come somebody didn't show up and do this for me? And all the while I was going through the steps of having to get my book published and putting in all those hours of researching and finding out how to get cover design and finding out how to get my ISBN code and, you know, how to get it copywritten, all those little details that if I could have had the money, I would have just contacted a publisher and given them my manuscript and said, ah, there you go, I'm done. Wake up the next day, they ship some books to my house. But because I didn't have the money at the time to do that, I just simply went, and I had learned the self-publishing process, and I went, and I did it step by step by step. It was painful, yes, many nights I was like wanting to give up, but because I didn't, well, at the end of the day, when people began to ask me, oh, you got a book. Oh, how did you do that? I would love to do it. Immediately, I was able to set up self-publishing seminars and actually get paid to do it. And charge people a very small fee. I charge people like maybe $39, $49. So, believe me, you, it costs a lot more to get somebody to help you publish a book. I began to do these small seminars, and people would show up, 5 people here, 3 people there, you know, 10 people here. And again, I know some people, and they would give an event, if 4 or 5 people would show up, they would call that no good. They would say, oh, it wasn't all that. God already showed me, don't ever count. God showed me that in the scriptures. Don't ever count. I don't go by numbers. God doesn't go. We go by numbers. We do. We really do. Come on, let's face it. But God doesn't. He doesn't care about that. Because you really don't know the value of the number. You can have, you know, 10,000, but God might only value 2 people out of that group. You understand? Or you may have 2 people, and God may value those people as if they're an army of 10,000. So that's why. It's a quick explanation of why when you're dealing with God, don't get into numbers, okay? Now, here's the thing. I would do the seminars, and I did one seminar. And this actually, I do something for free. I did this one absolutely free, and there was no cover charge. I held it at the Hillside Public Library. Well, three altogether. 3 women showed up at the public library for the seminar. And I did the full seminar. I didn't hold back. Well, this was over a year ago. One of the ladies, though I forgot about that seminar, she never forgot. And that's what I'm saying, people. You don't know the value of the one person that might show up. Now, because this one lady showed up, now I'm going to be at a 4-day conference that she's having in the state of New Jersey. And not only am I going to be a speaker, but also she has a panel, going to be on the panel, and she wants me to leave my books there for the entire conference, and she'll make sure that they're sold and what have you at. You see, one woman out of the 3 who showed up a year later calls me. I didn't even recognize who she was. Of course, it was a year ago. I don't remember every single person that I meet. But what I'm telling you is, number one, you want to revive the inner winner in you. You want to win. Get rid of instant gratification. Don't do the thing as if you want it to happen now, but don't expect it or get bent out of shape when it doesn't happen. And don't discard people because you haven't heard from them. If somebody tells you, oh, yeah, for instance, I'm going to go back to the woman with the dry penis because she's also my sister, so I can use her. And so she said, I will purchase that to you. Oh, yeah, I want to use your business, you know. I'm going to bring all my clothes there. You know, I have a big company, and we and my staff need their uniforms, you know, clean to crap, okay? And so she goes away, and she's waiting on the person to call. The person does the call. She tries to reach out a few times. The person doesn't return her call. And what I'm saying is, don't lose that person's number. Don't think ill of them. Don't even let it faze you, because God is always looking at our actions and our attitude. If we go and, you know, curse the person and swear that this wasn't going to be no way, that's how, you know, we can end up, you know, not hearing from the person. But we just let it go and just understand that God has a certain kind of plan and timing situation going that we know not of. And you will see tremendous results. What I'm saying is, today I'm talking about you find the inner winner. In order to do that, you got to know that you're a winner. That's number one. You must know that you are a winner. Therefore, if you know that you're a winner, you got to act like a winner. If you know that you're a winner, you have to act like you are a winner. And what winners do, winners go big. They get in their car and they drive to events like what Mr. Versi Walker is doing right now, okay? And we talked later about being on a yacht with Michael Basic. I see a winner is not going to say, I don't know if I do that. See, a winner going to do it. See, the winner already knows that that's a setup for something greater. See, when you're a winner, you get a different kind of lens. You wake up and acknowledge that I'm a winner. I don't care if you work in a factory. I don't care if you do ditches. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom. It doesn't matter. A winner, you win regardless of what area of life you're dealing with. You could be an entrepreneur. You could be a stay-at-home business owner. You could be whatever it is. An inner winner takes action differently, and they see a different set of lens, you know, to see through when you think, I'm a winner. So the inner winner already knowing that every action is going to bring about, you know, almost a tsunami of success. Don't know when it's going to hit. See, that's what inner winner has already built up, this fortitude and this ability to withstand the time situation. You know, they're not going to expect everything to happen. You know, when you can't expect everything to happen this time, that time. It's going to happen in God's time. Absolutely. It's going to absolutely happen in God's time. Well, welcome also, Des 92 in the chat room. I'm glad you tuned in to the show. We see we still have a few callers with us. We have 7 minutes left. 7 minutes left. Are you ready to revive the inner winner? Do you feel like a winner? You got to feel like a winner. You got to know that you're a winner. And the one way to act like a winner, you got to go out there and do what winners do. And winners go after big things. When you see those, like, people in sports, you know, they don't, like in football, they don't consider themselves winners until they can make it to the Super Bowl. Okay, the basketball players, they want to make it to the NBA championship. Okay, you got to, the winners want the big, got to go for the big thing. And I'm telling you, what's the only thing that's stopping most of us, and most of you, the only thing that is stopping you is fear. You're afraid that you're going to be rejected. And most humans, most, if not all, humans, if we don't come to the world with this ability, being afraid of being rejected, we adopt it very, very quickly. That's why little children, if you neglect them and reject them, they're going to be hurt and oftentimes devastated for years and centuries to come, or decades to come in their life. Some do live a century, but they probably get over it by then. But that's why rejection is a hard thing. We're not saying that's anything easy. Don't get it twisted. I know it's hard. Believe me, you. It is ultimately, it's ultimately tough. But that's why you have someone in your corner. You have Coach Lisa. I am here in your corner. Coach First, Coach K, Coach J, and all the other coaches and motivational speakers on this phone. We're in your corner. So that when you get that rejection letter, we're going to be there to tell you, send another one. I will never sit down and take rejection, ever. See, that's what rejection wants us to do. Oh, yeah, you're going to hear some no's in your life. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Absolutely. People are going to flat out tell you no, and they might curse you, too. It's okay. You've got to hear so many no's before you hear the yeses. That's the road to success. And I know some people don't think, they think everybody that made it to success heard yes all along the way. How many of you thought that? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Most people, when they see successful people, they think that the only reason those people are successful is because all along the way they heard yes. That all along the way there was somebody there to help them, to be with them, to go before them. That's what they think. But you're absolutely wrong. All of the people who are at the pinnacle on the point of their success, they went through, 90% of their success was no. I would venture to say, and I haven't even done the research, but I've read books by Dr. Kimbrough who studied people, and he wrote a book called What Makes the Great Great. He studied everybody from Condoleezza Rice to Bishop T.D. Jakes. He studied them, did a report, and wrote a book on. And he sat down with all of them, and he asked them one question. What made you great? And they went into their explanation. And I love when he told the story of when it was time for him to sit down with Michael Jordan, because he said at that time Michael Jordan sat down with he doesn't sit down with reporters and people to investigate him he didn't even get to meet with Michael Jordan. He had to meet with a Michael Jordan spokesperson. I'll never forget that. I thought how powerful. But the thing was, he still asked him the same thing: what makes him great? What would he say is the key to his success? And when you ask people the key to their success, I can guarantee it. A lot of people, they have had so many no's. They did not make it on yeses. They made it. They may have had one or two yeses, but that's all it takes. Because after you have a see, this is what happens. Every time you get a no, you just go back and make your thing better. Retool it. Revive it. Renew it. Okay? When they tell you no, keep going. Okay, y'all, that's all we have time for today. We have 2 minutes left, and I want you to remember that you have to take action. You have to couple that with your ideas and get some inspiration, and you will be a winner. You're already a winner. You were born a winner. Nothing you can do about it, but not let it live. Don't be a murderer. It's there. It's been with you all of your life. It's been there the entire time. Well, it's been great. It's been real. Glad. I hope this message has really, really helped you. Yes. I just want to, Coach Jay said, you fight to be the best at whatever you do. Coach K says, yes, God was with me all the way to my success. I tell people, don't blame me, blame God. I like that, Coach K. That's right. And we've also been in the chat room. Eva, Renee, and also TNT. BS. Good morning. Okay, that's all we have time. Thanks. Wish you much success, Mr. Virgil Walker. We can't wait to hear on Monday. We'll see you all right back here on Monday. Thanks to our callers on the switchboard. Don't forget, shoot us a text message, 908-432-1853. Don't forget to visit the LisaJWilliams.com. Updates. workshops, book and speaking tours that are coming to a city near you. That's www.liliSAJWilliams.com. All right, it's been Coach Lalisa, and it's been real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.